الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. In this and in many other ayat, in fact, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi writes that the most command for anything that has come in the Quran Sharif is for zikrullah. And then again, almost everywhere Allah Ta'ala said zikran kathira, make Allah's a zikr in great abundance. With regard to this ayat, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum told one Sahabi, what is it we see that when you leave your home, you enter, you go out, you sit, you get up, there are malaika always with you, like they are attending upon you. So he said, there is no big deal. This, you also can acquire this. In this ayat, he read this ayat that Allah Ta'ala says, Udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Here we see, make Allah zikr in abundance. And then, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. And read the tasbih of Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, etc. Tasbih also, morning and evening. Morning and evening means particularly those times, or it means all the time. Or be occupied with it. You say, morning and evening I'm doing this. That means all the time I'm doing that. What will that happen? وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. That Allah Ta'ala will send His, Allah will send His salat on you. وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. Rahmat and salat are almost the same things. But rahmat as salat is a very special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. On Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala sends salawat. That is also rahmat, but it's very special rahmat. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, you will make Allah dhikr in great abundance. Allah will send salawat on you also. And for many other things also Allah has mentioned, it has come in the hadith. Allah's special mercies will come on you. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. And the malaika will be making dua for you also at every instance. And you get up, you sit down, you enter your house, you come out, wherever, you go in your car, you're traveling, malaika will be making dua for you. That is when we make Allah Ta'ala's dhikr in great abundance. In the ayat, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. In the 20th supara, this is also one rare occasion where Allah particularly referred to the believing woman also in all their qualities. This our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair says is like sometimes children get together and they talk about their father, for example. Our father, he's a great alim also, he's a hafiz also, he's a qari also, he's a qazi also, he's a very generous person, he's a very rich person. So if the father is hearing all my children are praising me, how happy doesn't the father get? So sometimes we also should get together, like we read Asma'ul Husna, Allah gets so happy. My bandas, they are praising me. They say that I am Rahman also, I am Rahim also, I am Sattar also, I am Ghaffar. What is not Allah Ta'ala of perfection? And they are praising me like this. And then Allahu Akbar. Sometimes the parents praise their children, their grandchildren. A grandfather, father said, how many these children of mine are hafiz? So many became qari, so many are doing this work. The parents praising the children. So sometimes Allah praises His bondsmen also. So there is a case where Allah says, look at my believing man and woman. Look at my Muslim man and woman. The fasting man and woman. All these 10 qualities Allah is praising the qualities of the mu'mineen. So what a great thing. And then the last what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. And the ذَاكِرِينَ, and those, not only, all the others Allah didn't put كَثِيرًا in abundance. Only what zikr Allah Ta'ala put, that those who make Allah's, who remember Allah in abundance, the man and the woman, Allah is praising them. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said, this is like a person is showing somebody his garden. And he's saying, look at this beautiful daffodils here, this roses here, this jameli here, this ratki rani here. Look at my lawn, how it is. All different things, what beautiful things he's got in his garden. And right at the end, he says, you know why is my garden so beautiful? Because I've got plenty water and I've got very good water. The zikr of Allah, all the other things, Islam, Iman, fasting, all these other things are like the beautiful flowers, the waterfalls, the fountains, all those beautiful things in the garden. And the last thing Allah mentioned, all this, why are they beautiful? Because of the zikr of Allah. Zikr gives life to all our ibadat. It will keep, when there isn't water, with droughts, no water. You see, the best of garden, it's also now dying off. Eh? So the zikr of Allah. And water, the more you give water, Allahu Akbar, now spring is here, we are starting to have our rains. One rain, and the next day you see the things are green already. So this is zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And when winter comes, there aren't rains. You see how everything dries off. If we don't make zikr, then we say, I can't look after my eyes. What is zikr? Is our spiritual food. If a person doesn't eat food, now he says, I'm weak, my eyes are blurred, dazed, I see. I'm feeling dizzy. It looks like I'm going to fall down anytime. I don't feel like doing anything. You didn't eat food. So how are you, where is your strength going to come? So spiritual, many of us say, I can't concentrate in namaz. I can't control my eyes. My anger is out of control. My love of dunya, too much love of dunya. If there's no dhikr, what's going to happen? It's going to happen. If we make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala regularly, it will keep all the other things alive and will keep it in order. So therefore, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, it's very, very important. Mostly what it happens, a person starts zikr, now here in the khanqah we're making zikr, and we're doing it all together, everyone enjoys it. How many have said, now I'm going to do it permanently at home, going to gather the family. But usually what happens, we do it for a few days, and then it falls away. So, and this is Allah Ta'ala's system. Like for anything, at the beginning, when I went to Nizamuddin the one time, then Maulana Musa Samrodi, Maddazilul Ali, he's still there, he's very old, blind. Allah give them all good health. So he told me, he brought tea for me, he made my ikram, everything. The next day, I was again sitting, he said, now no ikram. Now you have to make ikram of other people. The first day, your ikram. But the second day, now you must go buy tea for the new people who have come. And you make them feel welcome and bring them in and make them sit and speak to them nicely. So like that, when a person starts with zikr, first Allah Ta'ala also gives him ikram. And he enjoys his zikr. But then Allah Ta'ala tests him now and Allah takes away that enjoyment. And if we are doing zikr for the enjoyment of it, when the enjoyment goes, then you won't make zikr. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, be Abdul Latif. That is the slave of Latif, of Allah Ta'ala. Don't be Abdul Lutf. Lutf is enjoyment. Don't be the slave of enjoyment. As long as you get enjoyment in your zikr, in your ibadat, you do it. When you don't get enjoyment, you don't do it. No, do it for Allah's pleasure. And kaifiyat, yeah, understand, let us understand this also. Many people that now I'm no more getting enjoyment in my ibadat. That enjoyment is not necessary. It is like a person traveling on a road. And there are beautiful flowers, roses on the side. There's a canal, water is flowing also. And trees also, shade also. Those are all kaifiyat on the side. They're very nice if you have that. Now you enjoy traveling on that road. But if there are no trees on the road and you still have to go on your journey, don't say now there aren't any trees, there isn't water flowing, there isn't beautiful lawn, I'm not going to travel. So if you feel nice and you're enjoying your ibadat, make it, alhamdulillah. But if it's not there, still carry on. The maqsood is the a'mal. Kaifiyat are not maqsood. To feel happy, to be enjoying one's ibadat, that is not maqsood. That's an in'am from Allah. That's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. What if we are bandas, and what we have to do is the work we have to do. If you are working for your parents, for your boss, they praise you, those are kaifiyat. Very good. If they don't praise, still you must do your job. You have to carry on doing your job. If they praise you, you feel nice and you enjoy doing your job. But if they're not praising you, doesn't mean you give up your job. You must still carry on your job. So we have to carry on doing. So then Allah Ta'ala takes the enjoyment away for a while to see. If we were doing it for Allah's pleasure, not for enjoyment, we'll still carry on making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And to understand this, it's like a person going on a nice tar road. very smooth road. Guy is also very nice. He comes to a place, there is a detour. They are working on the road. The road is closed. And they made a side road, a gravel road, which is bumpy, full of stones also. If you are driving for enjoyment, you'll say, why must I drive on the gravel road? I'll take a U-turn and carry back on again on the tar road. Nice, smooth road, smooth traveling. If your intention was to reach your destination, you'll say, now I'll have to still carry on with this gravel road also. So if you carry on with the gravel road for a while, then Allah sees that now he really wants to reach his destination. Zikr, zakir ko maskur tak poncha deta hai. His destination is maskur, is Allah Ta'ala. And his vehicle is zikr. And he is the one who's making the zikr. So he wants to reach Allah. Then Allah will, after 5 kilometers, you come back on the tar road again. And then you'll travel again on the tar road. Your enjoyment will come back. Now for that little while, many of us, when that enjoyment goes, then we give up our zikr. And we sit back again. A person cannot progress if he doesn't make his zikr regularly. Zikr on and off, when we're in a mood, when we feel like we got time, then we make zikr. When we're not in the mood, when we don't feel like, then we don't make zikr. That we, if your doctor gives you medicine, and you take it when you feel like taking it. And you take it when you're in a mood, you take it. Otherwise, when you're just feeling little better, I'm not taking that medicine. I'm not finishing my course. How is that my medicine? You have to finish your course. You have to go for chemo. You have to do all your chemotherapy. You can't just do one and you say, no, I'm not going to do it again. You have to carry on all the time. So the zikrullah, if we carry on, then alhamdulillah, we'll say we reach our destination. So if we all can promise to ourselves and promise to Allah in atikaf, in Ramzan, in this Mubarak time after Asr, the last days of Ramzan, if we promise to Allah that I'm going to make my zikr regular, if you have to make it less, but don't cut it out completely. And making it less, don't take it a license, now forever I'm going to make it less. Sometimes when you are really now down, and you don't feel like doing anything, make little zikr, 10 times, 20 times. Don't make complete nagha, don't neglect it completely also. But that is when you are feeling sick, you went on a journey, you can't do anything, then make little bit zikr, but don't stay without zikr. And normally make it a point, it's not faras from Allah Ta'ala. But these are those things, though they are not faras, like for example, what is the sign of being a Muslim? Our khatna, when we circumcise ourselves. That's not a faras, it's a sunnah. It's a khatna. But everyone calls it sunnah. Eh? As if there is no other sunnah. That only this is a sunnah. Well, because it is such an important sunnah, it's a sign of you being a Muslim. Your recognition. How many people in accidents, the people recognize them that they are Muslims because of their circumcision. So it's a sunnah, but it's such an important. Ulama have gone to this extent, the vast majority, that when a person is baligh, to show his satr is not permissible. And for a sunnah, and this is a haram, it's not permissible. But this is such an important sunnah, that it is like, it's permissible. That you're going to have your circumcision done. Whoever is going to do it is going to see your main satr is going to see. You're going to open that. Well, because it is such an important sunnah. Similarly, bay'at is sunnah. But because generally, in our times, our islah is mawquf, is dependent on bay'at. Therefore, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says, bay'at is sunnah. But the islah of a person is faraz. Because you can only generally, only through bay'at, you become your islah truly in the proper sense takes place. Therefore, this bay'at is like a faraz now. Though its status is that of sunnah. And the same thing is with sohbat. Sohbat also is not a faraz as such. But because one's islah is dependent on it, therefore it is like faraz. Same thing, zikr is not faraz. But because everything is dependent on it, trying to explain how important it is. And therefore, don't look at the technical terms only. There is wajib, there is sunnat. Just like Maulana Musa Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, explained that minor guna is later the ulama listed, these are major gunas. Guna is guna. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, the smallest guna is sufficient to take you to Jahannam. And the smallest neki is sufficient to take you to Jannah. So don't look that there is a small guna. There is a small sawab. No, sawab is sawab for us. And for us, don't say this is beard is sunnah. This is also, there is sunnah, it is wajib. And wajib is a technical term, which really means faraz, only in the method, in the proof of proving it. Therefore, the different means that are used, it is called wajib. Otherwise, a beard is also a faraz to keep. Yeah, so therefore, like that, zikr is extremely important also. Make a vow to Allah. Determine that we're going to make our zikr regularly. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that when you are with the Shaykh, then there your own extra nafil ibadat, postpone it. He says don't give it up, postpone it. Because there your greatest benefit is to be in the company of the Shaykh. There is nothing more better. But when you are away from your Shaykh, then don't be negligent in your dhikr, in your wazifas, in all your other ma'amulats. Make sure that you do them. That is a replacement. That is like when the electricity is gone, your generator is working now. So when your shaykh is there, the electricity is coming from the big power source. And when he's not there, then put your generator on now. Your dhikrullah, your tilawat, your wazifas, all that. Make sure that we make it. When a person doesn't do that, then you'll see the importance of coming to majlis, contact with the Shaykh, feeling for the Shaykh, all these things start diminishing. Till finally it even goes away. So therefore, to keep it going, and when the Shaykh comes, make your generator automatic generator. Now let your generator shut off. Now your main thing by the Shaykh, don't engage in lot of nafil ibadah. When he's having his majlis, when he's sitting, then go and sit by him. Sit in his majlis. That is what has to be done. Then don't make your nafil ibadat. Then the most important is the company, the sohbat of the Shaykh. The Quran Sharif has made distinction of three groups as far as zikr is concerned. The one group, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There is wail, there is destruction. And the translation of destruction, of wail is destruction. A person is destroyed. And the tafsir of wail, or as ulama of tafsir have given, is a valley in Jahannam, which is so bad that the rest of Jahannam also seeks protection from that valley. How bad? So Allah says there is wail for those people, for wailul lil qasiyati qulubuhum min dhikrillah, whose hearts are so hard that they don't make any zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This refers to the kuffar, that they don't make any zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They are totally opposed. And yeah, we should be very careful. How many of us, unfortunately, how many people are there who are allergic to zikr? Like some people are allergic to penicillin, some people are allergic to peaches, to many other things they are allergic. You just have little of that. The pollen in now in spring. How many people who got that allergy now? Hay fever. Nose is just running, they're just sneezing all the time, they're allergic. Sadly, some people are allergic to zikr. And they are so allergic, not that they don't make zikr themselves, if they make see somebody else make zikr, they get a pain in their stomach and their head starts paining. If they are making zikr, it's a different story. They know somebody else is making zikr and their head starts paining and their head starts spinning and their stomach starts paining and they want to rush to toilet. Because somebody else is making zikr. So how allergic are they? So this is not a good sign at all. Allah says that this is a sign of the non-believers, that they don't make any zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then another group, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't make Allah zikr, but very little. This is the munafiqeen. That they make very little Allah zikr. When they feel like they make zikr, to show people, they make zikr. And they got a problem. They make zikr. Zikr is not in the heart. They don't want to remember Allah Ta'ala. And isn't it just natural? Zikr is such a thing. Many people say zikr is bidat. Or what? Zikr is such a thing. Just like tasawwur shaykh, to think of your shaykh, which is a one part in tasawwuf also. That benefits a person tremendously. It takes him towards Allah Ta'ala, towards deen, when he meditates and thinks about his shaykh. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say, people ask, is this shirk? He say, there is no question. Because if you have the love of your shaykh, you don't force yourself to think of him. That is when it's a possibility of shirk and not shirk, etc. But when you love him automatically, then there is no question also. The same thing, once the love of Allah comes, then you don't need any bayan that you have to think of Allah. When you get engaged, nobody has to give you a bayan, you must think of your wife to be. And your wedding day, and you're taking delivery of your new Mercedes, the top of the range, it's coming after 2 weeks, and every day you're phoning the garage, has it arrived or not? And that color, the one that you want everything. And then you are preparing your garage, you are putting a 5-shield carpet there. This not bidat, this is not shirk. When you're thinking all the time and you're discussing, when it comes the first time, you tell your wife, I think you must drive the first time. Or I'm going to get my Hazrat, he must sit in the car the first time. For barakat, you're thinking so much of your Mercedes. Allah who gave you the Mercedes, you can't think of him. And we think of him, that is bidat now. Who gave you every ni'mat, to think of him is bidat. And all to use all the other ni'mats is not bidat, it's not shirk. But to think of Allah is bidat. So let us not be like the first group at all, that we don't make any zikr of Allah. Let us not be in the second group also, that those who don't remember Allah, but very little, just now and then we make zikr. What must be our condition? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, in abundance. See zikr, what is it? You are going for Jum'ah namaz. It's Jum'ah namaz. Allah calls it zikr. فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Rush now. Hurry up and go to the zikr of Allah. Yeah, zikr really means the khutbas. But Allah is called it zikr. Now you finished your very important ibadat of Jum'ah, which is the main ibadat of the week. Khutbah, Jum'ah namaz. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. And make Allah zikr again in great, great abundance. You went to Arafat. What did you do in Arafat? Zikr of Allah all the time. Du'as all the time in the remembrance of Allah. That is what really Arafat is. Allah says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Now you go to Muzdalifah, make a lot of Allah zikr there again. Now you are in Mina, you are staying 3 days. Allah Ta'ala says, make dhikrullah again. Ka dhikri aba'ukum aw ashaddu dhikra. How you make dhikr? My forefathers, they did this, they did that. More than that, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. What could your forefathers do? Everything was from Allah Ta'ala. You are making namaz on the battlefield. And that namaz that you are making it salati khawf. And in that two rakats of namaz, one rakat, one group of the army comes and may, when they all want to make namaz behind one imam. Like in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all wanted to make behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one group must make namaz and they go back again and they face the enemy. The other group who didn't, they come and make their second rakat again. And then the other group finishes their one rakat on their own, this one group finishes their rakat on their own. In this way, but after that namaz also, where the Allah says, make again Allah zikr in great. Your namaz, which was a great, which is a greater zikr. After that, again Allah Ta'ala says, make zikr. Which page of the Quran hasn't got the name of Allah Ta'ala? So much we must make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, remember Allah Ta'ala. So let us determine that we are going to make Allah zikr. Zikrullah is the one that will take us and open all the doors for us. The dhakir kal waqif al albab. A person who makes zikr is like a person standing at the door, knocking on the door. All the time you are knocking, knocking. Sometime the door is going to open. And when the door opens, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, it won't open a little. Allah will, once it's ready, like we explained about the electric contract you give. And once your wiring is correct, the inspector has passed it. And he puts that one switch on, everything will go on. Your fan will work, your fridge will work, your AC will work, everything will work. Just like that, once we keep on making the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, once it has reached its required level, Allah will just open the door. And then we'll see our whole condition changes. So let us try and make dhikr regularly. Well, a few points with regard to zikr. One is, when should we make dhikr? Many people ask, this is on the individual. As I said, your prime time. Your best time. The best time is tahajjud. But again, as on the condition that you sleep straight after Isha. If you go and sleep at 2 o'clock, and now when you wake up and you're still so groggy, what zikr are you going to make? Then rather make it some other time, when you are nice and fresh. That is the most important time. My Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Commonly the time of zikr was after Zuhr namaz. After Zuhr was Khatmi Khajgan and then zikr all. Because the people slept at night, again after Fajr, I'm talking of Ramzan, and even like that generally. Otherwise, out of Ramzan, the Hazrat Shaykh, it was about 10 o'clock. After Fajr, you had your good sleep again, now you're properly fresh. You had your breakfast, now you can make your zikr properly. So that's the time. Choose the time, your prime time. We give our prime time to all other things, to our business, to all other things. But your prime time, give it to zikrullah, to dua, to tilawat. And then say what effect. So, and it is sunnah. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum nowadays gets very angry over and over. He says, he put notices up in the Khanqa. By latest 11 o'clock, everyone must sleep. And there are programs after Isha, so 11 means immediately. Once you finish your work, sleep immediately. And then you can get up early, then you are fresh. And the time of Tahajjud, most Mubarak time. What a great time. If we can get up at that time, for deen's sake also, for dunya, famous saying in English, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. So sleep early, sunnah. And Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ani samara, aw kama qala alayhi salatu. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us that you must talk and engage in worldly talks. If it's deeni talks, which are necessary, then talk. One jamaat, right at the beginning, very long ago, they went to America, New York, and making mashura till late at night. The Imam Sahib was a very naik, pious person, also in jamaat work. He told the jamaat, when you're making mashura till so late, how are you going to get up for tahajjud? And then how? Your work is not your effort. The work is Allah's effort. Allah, how Allah is going to help you. Now we just mashura, mashura, mashura all the time till late. Now you know tahajjud, no du'as. And as if now we are going to be giving people hidayat. You have to sleep early. When that is for an alim. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, a person who doesn't make tahajjud, laysa min al-kamilin. He hasn't still reached perfection. And at least, easy way, make your tahajjud at night before sleeping. It is tahajjud after Isha. Kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-Isha, fahuwa min al-layl. Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah Ali writes. It is part of tahajjud. But make tahajjud. Everyone, a person wants to reach Allah, must make tahajjud. It is not a faraz, like a faraz on him. So you can't get up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, make your tahajjud here. But try and get up. Tahajjud time, the air that is so fresh, the purest air that a person gets is tahajjud time. If you want your health good, tahajjud is a guarantee of good health. And if you add your 2 rozas of the week and 3 rozas of the month, nafil, besides Ramzan, what a detoxifying and what a good thing. Your health will be looked after. So if you can, make it at tahajjud time. And if you can make your tilawat, your tahajjud, and your zikr at that time, you get up early. You don't have to force the house people. Don't impress upon them. You get up. You make your tilawat. This is such a thing from their sleep. Gradually you're drawing them out. And what are they hearing? Quran Sharif tilawat, zikrullah, du'as. What a beautiful way to come into life. Instead of getting up with the alarm clock or with the phone ringing or somebody shouting at you, get up, pulling off your blankets. This you are doing all the time, tilawat, you got up. You the head of the family, you are Imamul Muttaqeen. Your family, you have made du'a, they must become Muttaqeen and you must be the Imam. So the Imam must be there first. How is it that all the musallis are here, like sometimes no imam? No, the imam must come first, then the musallis also get up. So the imam of the house, he must be up first. He is making dhikrullah, he is making tilawat. Now all are sleeping and they're hearing in the distance, in your deep sleep, far away they're hearing somebody is making tilawat, making zikr. As they're waking up, it's coming nearer, nearer. How nice. Like this then if our maut also comes, that we are in this dunya, and then we see from far the malaika are coming now, coming nearer and nearer. Dunya is going further, further away, and we are going into akhirat. So create this environment at home. See then how don't you become a naik wali of Allah Ta'ala, a salih person, if you will do this year. Start the day in this way. So then make your 2-4 rakats, tahajjud, whatever Allah gives tawfiq. Then make your du'as, make zikrul, make tilawat, make zikr. And the best tilawat is in the Quran al-Fajri, kana mashhuda. Actually, Fajr namaz, it refers to letter, the tafsir of it. But the Fajr, Quran Sharif of Fajr. I saw Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayh, making his tahajjud, all his ibadat, till the time of tahajjud. Once tahajjud time is finished now, then Quran tilawat till Fajr namaz. Regularly, this was his ma'amud. So make our tilawat like that. Duas, before tahajjud time finishes, make it. Dhikr, you can make it before, after. Make your tahajjud namaz, make your duas before tahajjud time finishes. Then sit and make your dhikr. So if we can make it at that time, that is the best time. And we are fresh also, we slept early. That, and another very important thing, it comes in the hadith sharif, make qailula, qilu fa inna shaytana la taqilu. Make qailula, shaytan doesn't make qailula. And it comes in the hadith sharif that take help from Qailula to get up for tahajjud. So if you make your, you have your afternoon and see how good your health will be if you make your Qailula. Even if it's 5 minutes. Qailula, the maximum is an hour. Less than an hour is better. Doesn't mean now the whole time you sleep and your asar also is going. No, little while. But that little rest, and even if you just lie down, even you haven't got more time, you didn't fall asleep, not necessary. Even if you didn't fall, you just lie down through 2-3 minutes, it's going to refresh you. And soon you'll get in the habit of being able to catch a little sleep, 5-10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then get up, and this is not part of deen, but part of health. At that time then, try and have green tea. When you get up, if you haven't got roza, have green tea. It is very, very healthy. One person went to a restaurant in Pakistan and he said, Khan Sahib was the owner of the restaurant. He told him, green tea, DJ. Green tea. He never heard of green tea. He asked him, what green? One, two times. So he said, do rupiah ki chai mangta hai or garanti mangta hai. When he said green tea, he said, you want tea of 2 rupees and you're asking guarantee on that. For 2 rupees tea. But anyway, green tea is guarantee of good health. Blood circulation in the body. Very, very good. And sip it. Don't just gulp it down. Have that time. Have time for yourself. Today we got all the time to make money. We haven't got time to use the money. So what are we doing it? Like one friend of mine, he used a lot of insurance policies. And all the time his wife, she was naked beard. She says that, why are you taking out all this insurance? He said, don't worry. When I die, you'll die. I'll leave you a rich widow. So she said, what must I use it after you dead? I want to enjoy the money while you're living. With you I want to enjoy the money. Not when you are dead, then I must enjoy the money. So, and what is this insurance? You must pay all the time to die rich. You must live poor to die rich. You are paying this insurance, paying that insurance, paying that insurance. So you poor your whole life, you haven't got money. And now when you die rich. What the height of stupidity. So this also, we're making all the money, we haven't got time to use the money for ourselves. We haven't got time to eat. Now we are proud that we had to buy from the takeaways. So busy, we didn't have time. The whole family is busy in the business. Nobody got time, we just had to buy from the takeaways. What are you making your money for? If you, wali nafsika alayka haq, your own body has got a haq upon you. So you have time for yourself also. Have time for your family. Have family life also. Just rat race of the dunya, chasing the dunya and just making money all the time. And then after making money, now you are gone to the doctors, this specialist. And today it's a status thing that I got an appointment with the top specialist in the country. So it's a status thing to be sick. And it's a status thing, I got a top appointment with the top QC of the country. So it's a status thing to be a criminal. Who needs a lawyer? The status thing that in our family we got so many doctors, we got so many lawyers. Who need doctors and lawyers? Sick people need doctors, and criminals need lawyers. But if you want akhirat, you'll be proud. We got so many ulama, and we got so many awliya in our family, and we got so many naked people in our family. So those are the things to go for. But it's a topsy turvy world. Ulti Ganga chal rahi hai. Ganga is going upside down. The whole world is going upside. So try and choose that time which is your prime time. Then sit crossed leg. All our buzurg show in zikr, sit crossed leg. And then read Durood Sharif. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Kar salli ala naho zuba par. To kya athar hoga aho fuga me. Even your crying and your sobbing, if it is without Durood Sharif, though crying and sobbing and that rikat and that softness and turning to Allah is what a beautiful quality. But more superior to that is Durood Sharif. Everyone can't cry. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, when you cry in your dua, natural, not a show of cry, you make yourself as if you are crying. No, natural, you cry in your dua, this is a cash receipt from Allah that your dua is accepted. And a audited receipt is when you read Durood Sharif. Everyone can't cry. And who cry also can't cry always also. But Durood Sharif, everyone can read. Whoever wants to, they can read Durood Sharif. So read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is that ibadat. Allama Shami rahmatullah alayhi writes, As-salatu ala nabi mustajab qat. That Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100% is accepted. Even if you read it for show, which you shouldn't do. But even if you read it for show, your Durood Sharif is accepted. Some people to sell their wares, their goods, and when they're showing the material, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So they, oh, what a naked person, I must buy from him. That is wrong. Don't use your deen for dunya. But even that Durood will be accepted. Durood in any case is accepted. But don't use deen for the sake of dunya. Sacrifice your dunya for the sake of deen. Not your, otherwise what you have done, you took your topi and you shining your shoes. That is the height of stupidity. That your crown, you took it and you went and shined your shoes. No, don't do that. Don't use your dunya, your deen for the sake of your dunya. Use your dunya for the sake of deen. So read Durood Sharif. Then read this one ayat and this ayat more, think of the meaning. That fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Just read so much and think that Allah said, you make you zikr of mine, I am remembering you. And when we remember, Allah doesn't forget any person at any, even if you're in guna, Allah doesn't forget. But then He remembers you at punishment. And when you remember Allah with obedience, Allah remembers you with kindness and with compassion. So now we are making zikr and have this in your mind, yaqeen. Our iman is on the Quran Sharif, our iman is on the hadith, that at this moment Allah is making my zikr. Allah is saying, you making my zikr, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. I am making your zikr. And Allah making your zikr. Tum chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Oh Allah, you desire, you think of us, this is your kindness. Otherwise we are not fit that you should be kind to us, that you should be thinking of us. Allah, Rabbul Alameen, He is thinking. And then again, if you are making dhikr, also try and make part of your dhikr on your own. There you'll be able to concentrate better. When you make dhikr collectively, then usually it is only the words you are making, which is also important. But to concentrate is very difficult when you're in a gathering. But when you're on your own, you can concentrate. So make part of your dhikr. Half of your zikr on your own, half of it make it with collectively also. When you make in collective zikr, Allah Ta'ala calls the ijtima. Not only alone does He make zikr. Allah calls the ijtima of al-mala'ikati al-muqarrabin, عند arwah al-anbiya wal-mala'ikati al-muqarrabin. Like we have in jamaat, sometimes there is a jur, they say only for old workers. And old workers also, somebody get offended with that, called me an old worker. I'm a young person and you call me an old worker. In Sri Lanka, they call them ancient workers. Now for us, it sounds very odd. And for them, the old worker sounds very odd. In some places, they call them karkuns, workers. And somebody pronounces it kalkun. So whatever it is, but there is ijtima, only old workers jur. So Allah Ta'ala, this ijtima by Allah Ta'ala is only for the arwahi anbiya wal malaikatul muqarrabin. The close, great, great malaika. The other farishta is not allowed. They must carry on making kash, doing their work what they are doing. Only those people, whenever you make zikr of Allah in a gathering. So keep that in your mind. Read this hadith. Ana jaliso man zakarani. I sit with the person who is making my zikr. Have this yaqeen. Allah says that I'm sitting with you. That Allah is with us when we are making zikr. Then start with your zikr now. 100 times la ilaha illallah. Or 50 times, you do 50 on your own. 50 what in your majma. When La ilaha illallah, one muraqabah that one should make when making La ilaha illallah. And again, this muraqabah is only possible if we had a good sleep, mind is fresh, we got physical strength in the mind, then we can meditate. Otherwise, just somehow you want to finish your zikr. When you are desperate, when you are like that, do it, but don't miss your zikr. But try and do it properly. So, La ilaha, as we explained, with your our tariqah I'm showing, other mashayikh have got different tariqah. Also in zikr, one very important thing, don't, as long as it is in the limit of sharia, don't object to other people how they are making zikr. Their tariqah is their tariqah how they are making, don't object to that. That is one thing. Don't look down upon people who are not making zikr also. Don't think that you are more holier and pious than them, that you are making zikr. And don't object to anyone who, as long as it's in the limits of sharia. So then, from your waist, from the left side of your body, turn it, move it slightly together with your head in one piece, move it to the right. And make this muraqabah that I'm taking out all razail, all dirt and filth from my heart, I'm taking it out and I'm throwing it out on this side. And then, illallah, I'm only putting Allah. Noor is coming into my heart. Allah's muhabbat is coming into my heart. In that little while, you have to think of quite a few things. So your brain has to be quite strong to be able to do all that. And then make the zikr. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And move your whole. And slightly, don't too much also. But just slightly you move to the right and then back to the left again, to your heart. And keep your eyes on your heart. Concentrate on your heart. So that is one muraqabah. Another muraqabah, hadith of Mishkat Sharif, La ilaha illallah, laysa lahu hijab dun Allah. That my La ilaha has hardly finished coming out from my lips. It has reached the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Such a connection Allah Ta'ala makes. More stronger connection and more faster than what you can make on the internet, that you, what you can make on an electronic transfer of funds or anything. Your La ilaha comes out, laysa laha hijab. Nothing can block La ilaha illallah, dun Allah. It reaches right by the arsh of Allah. And then make this muraqabah, which is not part of the hadith. But my La ilaha reached, this is hadith, that my La ilaha has reached the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Now from there, a column of noor has come directly into my heart. And which comes in the hadith, Allahumma iftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks, yes, aqfal, not kufr. So this proves that there are locks on our hearts. And what are the keys of this locks? The zikr of Allah. Allahumma iftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks of my hearts with your zikr. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, where do people put locks? Where there are valuables, which proves that your heart is a treasure house. There are great, great values. The main treasure which is in the heart, capital. When from Alam-e-Alas, that when we came from the world before this Alam-e-Arwah, when we came from there, Allah gave us all the capital of the oneness of Allah. Alastu bi Rabbikum, Allah's ma'rifat is in the heart of every child. And it is for this reason that when the child is just born, you give azan, you make dua. And when azan is given, those locks open. The child is now a Muslim child. Now when you teach the child, beta, say Allah, all the time you're trying. Say Allah, Allah, Allah. Now you're teaching it kalima, la ilaha illallah. All this opening the locks. And when the child has read whole Quran Sharif, Nazara, without understanding, lot of locks are open. And as a person now carries on with deen, becomes a hafiz, becomes a alim, qari, locks are opening more. That is why if you have studied properly and your locks have opened properly, then that person becomes a great alim. And when he stays with buzurgan e deen, and in their sohbat, more locks open. There are locks on our hearts. Akfal. How many locks Allah Ta'ala knows? And one major key to open these locks is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So now this heart of yours, which is, it is your warehouse, it is your storeroom, where all these things are kept. There is a small storeroom, and a big storeroom is by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah comes clearly in the hadith. It is one of the special treasures from Jannat, and one hadith from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which is the highest place of Jannat, under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is one of the special treasures from there. So now all the treasures of Jannat are coming now in that column of Noor directly into your heart. So have this keep in your mind. Now start making muraqabah, what treasures you want to take. Treasure of Iman from Allah Ta'ala. Treasure that Islam and Muslims, we have to take from Allah, that they, Allah gives them Islamic Khilafat in the world. Allah gives the world's control into the hands of the Muslims. This is not here. Everything is وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Your rosy also is in the heavens, and everything you have been promised is also in the heavens. So I'm saying these things. Some people might think that my millions are also there, and I must collect my millions from there. They are also there. Everything. Your health is also there. Everything is there. So take it all. So your zikr, you'll see how valuable your zikr comes. Whatever you want. You've got a court case. You've got a problem with somebody. Your problem is not getting sorted out. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that, Man kana nadruhu ila majari al-qadha. A person whose eyes are at majari al-qadha. That is the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. That is where every decision is made. No judge can make a judgment of guilty or not guilty. Sentence of 5 years or 5 weeks, everything comes from there on top. So a person whose eyes are there, من كان نظره إلى مجاري القضاء لا يفني أيامه في مخاصمة الناس. He doesn't waste his time arguing with people. He gets his work done there from Allah Ta'ala. So the zikr is that occasion that you have make your connection with Allah. So whatever you want to take now, you take from Allah Ta'ala. And you ask Allah to put it in your heart. And then now it has come into the small storeroom, your heart. And to take out from here again, also make zikr of Allah. That will open the locks again. If your locks are closed, the warehouse, you have ordered goods, you need it. Now your December is coming, you're going to need a lot of goods in your business. They came in a 10-ton truck, but your warehouse was locked. The person to open it is not there. Where must they put all the goods? So when everything you are ordering from the arsh of Allah, keep your heart also open. Now we are unmindful, we are sleeping. La ilaha. After 2 minutes again. La ilaha. Oh. And we sleep away again. Your warehouse is locked up. You just brought the goods from there, and they are delivering. And nobody, he's sleeping. We were going once from Zambia to Malawi, and immigration. We had to go and wake up the immigration officer. Wake up, now we are here. Now stamp our passports. Now if the security man, the immigration man is sleeping, what's going to happen? And your heart, the keeper of your warehouse is fast asleep. So you have to be properly awake. Keep your heart open. You have ordered a lot of good. What you have ordered from the arsh of Allah, it must come into your heart. And then as you require, Bismillah, Inshallah, Alhamdulillah. All this you are opening, you are taking out from your heart. Anything you want to do, turn your attention to Allah. Now what is in your heart, Allah will open, and now it will come out. Then see how your bayans will be also. And you have to make bayan. Before bayan, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Ask the help of Allah Ta'ala. You want to speak to somebody, ask Allah's help. Everything, ask Allah's help. All that is there, you collected it all. Now use it also. So make this muraqabah also. One other very important muraqabah, that la ilaha la maqsooda illa Allah. That there is no other object in my life but Allah Ta'ala. And say these words also. La matluba illallah. La maqsooda illallah. La mahbooba illallah. La masjooda illallah. I don't make sajda to anyone. I don't anyone. So in that Allah is your maqsood. Say to yourself, I'm not a businessman. My maqsood is Allah Ta'ala. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a maulana, that is all secondary. My business is I'm Allah's banda, I'm Allah's. I'm not a housewife, that is not my main object in my life, that I'm a housewife. That today I have to cook and clean my house. No, everything I have to do for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And with regard to women, the housework which they do, don't think of it as something small also. One man returned home one day. He found the children still in their pajamas, dirty, in mud, playing outside. They didn't have food to eat. He went in the kitchen. All dishes are there, upside down. The whole house not cleaned. He found his wife in bed, all with her blankets covered. What's wrong? You sick or something? No, nothing. What's wrong there? Say, oh, nothing is wrong. Everything is right. You say every day we do nothing at home, so today I did nothing. So when we do nothing, this is the condition of the house. So I just wanted you to realize that you say every day we do nothing, so today I did nothing. And when we do something, then you find the house is clean, the children have been fed, they are clean, they are dressed up, everything. So even that housewife who does all her work, that is not her main business in the world. Her main business is Allah Ta'ala, is Akhirat. So with that one very, very important muraqabah. There are quite a few other muraqabahs also. When we make the zikr of Allah, Allah, Ismi Zat, then one muraqabah realize that this is has got a magnetic force. Allah is making you jazb. Allah is pulling you. Feel it now that I'm being pulled to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is pulling me. That I'm not going to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is pulling me. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. The feet are not picked up. They are being picked up when we walk. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya ho. I haven't been brought. I haven't come. I have been brought. Muhabbat deke tarpaya gaya ho. I have been given muhabbat and made restless in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Laak samja ho asrari muhabbat. All the secrets of love I've learned about Allah. Nahi laak asrari muhabbat. Nahi sikhaya gaya ho. I haven't learned it. I have been taught this. So make this muraqabah with Allah, that every time Allah, 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 Allah is making me jazb, Allah is pulling me. Feel yourself being pulled towards Allah Ta'ala. At the beginning is just a thought, a lie in fact, which is totally opposite. It starts as a lie, everyone, but so much they speak about it that it becomes a hard fact, it becomes an established fact in the world. Whether the Jews were put in the ghettos or not, or it was a lie, whether the Twin Towers were bombed by Osama bin Laden, or it is a lie, but they speak of it so much that they establish it as a fact in the world. So like that, this is not a lie. Our heart is a liar. But the fact that Allah is pulling us, you'll see you're getting pulled towards Allah Ta'ala. The other is, make this muraqabah, that as I'm taking Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah, Allah, Allah is not only coming out from my tongue, coming out from my heart, coming out from my eyes, from my ears, from every part of my, from all the hair of my body. The Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, when I make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then it is like every hair of my body has become a river of honey. And honey is flowing from every hair of my body. So everything, then everything around me, that they are also engaged in the zikr of Allah. This desk, this pillow, this carpet, this walls, everything. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. Allah categorically says, everything is engaged in the zikr. Now everyone in unison with you, also engaged in, you are ashraful makhluqat. When you are making zikr, all the makhluk of Allah are joining you and they are making zikr. Every leaf of the trees, every drop of water, every ray of the sun, every breeze of the wind, all are engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala with me. Then see how valuable your zikr becomes. This is what we have to learn in the zikr. So make your zikr with all that. Then what Allah, that I love only Allah. There is nobody for me besides Allah. Even if it's not true, your heart is not accepting it. But you tell your heart to say this, that, oh Allah, you my only beloved, not my wife, not my children. They all are my beloved according to your command. But you are my actual beloved. You are the only one. Then see how the love of Allah will come. Then see how we will enjoy to be the slaves of Allah. Today we are the slaves of our passion. Because we love our passion, we sacrifice for our passion. We are the slaves of our dunya, because we sacrifice for our dunya. And the biggest sacrifice is to sacrifice the heart, the desires of the heart. Other sacrifices are all minimal compared to the heart. The heart is the king. If you sacrifice your heart and you put Allah's muhabbat in the heart, That will be the greatest thing. So like this, a person should make his zikr 100 times. Try what I suggest, make 50 times on your own, or any amount, reasonable time on your own, reasonable time. Everyone try and make a zikr majlis in our masjid. Don't go and offend any person. Jamaat brothers making their mashura, don't go and sit in their middle. And now you start your zikr there. And don't go and sit right next to them and loud, loud zikr. You in your corner, one place, you make it. In Rustenburg Masjid, mashallah, I saw that they are the brothers of Zakaria Khanqa, our Jamaat brothers, our Khanqa brothers. Then there are Jamaat brothers, all. Then there is one alim who teaches tajweed in the morning. 5-6 groups, no fighting between them. All sitting in their groups and doing their work. So you don't have to fight, we have to consolidate with one another. Rafiq banu, fariq mat banu, mana abrar laksabs. Don't become separate groups pulling away from one another. Become helpers of, we are all in deen. So we all become helpers of deen. So sit and make your zikr. As Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, when he was at an advanced age, paralyzed. But he made suffer of the world, he said, for one purpose only, to establish the halqas of zikr every day. And he says, because of the lack of zikr, we are seeing all the facade and fitna in the world. Whether it is in the Muslims, whether it is generally in the world, now we are hearing every now and then big fire here, volcanoes here, hurricanes here, tsunamis there. No zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr pulls the rahmat of Allah. And Murphy's law applies, zikr is the easiest ibadat. No time fixed for it. But it is the most neglected ibadat. That which is the easiest is the most difficult for us. And that which is so practical and so most beneficial, but we see no benefit in it. How many people say, zikr no benefit, na'uzu billah. We deny all the teachings of the Quran and Hadith when we say that what is there in zikr? Go and do something else is more important. Zikr is so important. May Allah give me the understanding, all of us, and may Allah give us the tawfiq. Not only here we made morning and night zikr, but all the time we make our zikr, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.